Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, volunteering in Africa. Well, according to the dictionary, volunteering is generally considered as an activity where an individual or group provides services for no financial gain or benefit to another person. This is for group or organization, and basically it does improve human quality of life. But we see a lot of volunteers in Africa from other countries, especially from the West. What does that mean? Manpower available is not enough? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show in Washington, D.C., my colleague, Kenneth Odongo-Bwire. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Thank you very much.
And online I also have the founder of Tuakuze, Joseph Mani Muya from Nairobi, Kenya. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kenneth.
And from the city of Accra, Ghana, the city of gold, welcome Barbara Summer.
Hello. Good evening.
All right. Good evening. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing volunteering in Africa. Yeah. Well, many volunteers are usually specially trained in the areas they work, such as medicine, education, or emergency rescue. But also, there's others just give their manpower to do anything they are needed to do. But for the most part, we've seen in our African nations, whereby we receive a lot of people to do volunteer work from the Western world. So, why is this happening a lot? I spoke to the founder of Link Me Uganda, Prosinya Fono, from Kampala, and I wanted to know her take.
Well, until recently, many of us didn't see the need for volunteering because Africa is a place where there are so many people carrying the burden, so to speak. It's a community-based kind of continent where we depend on relatives.
Okay.
We depend on an auntie, we depend on an uncle, and when there is a calamity in a family, the family members find a way of carrying and shouldering the burden. But with more and more homes for the vulnerable, more and more people who have lost so many of their relatives, there is now need for people who are not your birth relatives to step in. And we also have homes that now need volunteering. So it has been growing, really,
right.
I should say.
Okay, it has been growing recently and has never been before like it has been this time around. Now, the notion to see people doing volunteer work is something that hasn't been mostly looked into in our DNA. And as you said, with our families in Africa, we have seen people helping each other all the time. But we see people traveling thousands and thousands of miles away from their continents in other places of the world, coming to Africa, do volunteer work. Why do you think it took so long?
Well, I would say our brothers and sisters in other countries have included volunteering as part of either a passage. I don't know whether to call it a passage, but it has been engraved in their systems, the education system, such that after school, do volunteering, it will help you either get a scholarship or it will help you get a job, which has not been the case here. The case here for very many years in Africa, getting a job is about connection.
Oh, yeah.
It won't matter whether you went for volunteering or you have the right papers. Usually, it is about connections. You have an auntie in a place, they will get you a job even when you're still in school. So I think it's more in the system that we have seen outside Africa. But we Africans, we do see the need. And from my own experience, very many young people are willing to make the time
okay.
to offer their energies for volunteering work. It's just that it's not in our system.
Mm.
People know that after school, go look for a job. But now that jobs are really scarce, our young people are looking for how they can gain an experience, how they can put their hands and their energies to use. And actually, they end up finding the volunteering opportunities are fewer than the young people that we have.
Thank you, Prosen Yafono from Kampala. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing volunteering in Africa. And now, back to the studio. Do we have a system to make this a possibility, or we lack thereof? Mani Joseph Muya, you are one of the great people doing some great work in Kenya. Tell me about the part of volunteer work in the Kenyan community.
When it comes to Kenya, I would say that volunteering takes a peculiar traction, because you have instances whereby I feel we have a lot of potential in Africa and in the case of Kenya volunteering, but since we have not done much to really have to really inspire people to volunteer, because speaking from my experience and from the experience of Swakuzo, I started volunteering because at university, as part of my undergraduate, I had to really volunteer as part of the requirement studies.
Okay.
And I guess it's my university that can fit on that culture, but there's an American university, but outside it's really hard for people to just volunteer, from my perspective and how I saw it. But
so Joseph, if you put this in perspective, it is like you had the opportunity to do volunteer work only because you went to an American university in Kenya, but the regular the universities in the country is not the same business. Is that correct?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if with a regular university, you don't have to volunteer as part of your undergraduate requirement.
Okay, gotcha.
But now, like, I was surprised, even at a personal level, that at United States University, I had to do community service, volunteer. Part of my requirements for the undergraduate, I could not graduate without volunteering.
Right.
Yeah, but
that's very interesting, and that is why we see the differences. Maybe we don't have the systems. Before you proceed, I'd like to hold it right there, and I invite Kenneth Bwire. You have gone to a university in Kenya, in Uganda, and you have seen the differences, because that was not an American university. So maybe from this perspective, Kenneth Bwire, tell me, is this a problem that we have, that there's no systems to give people access to do a lot of volunteer work, or it is just a cultural norm, my brother? Tell me.
But Sander, I believe when we talk of volunteering, that means you taking a decision as Sunday, not that there is a system that forces you to volunteer. Like in Kenya, as my colleague says, there's National Youth Service. You enter the service and you end up doing free work, voluntarily work, in that you are not doing it yourself as Sunday, you have accepted to do it, but there are conditions attached to it, you must do it. So it crosses out to be voluntary work. Now, if you look at countries such as Uganda and Kenya, with the exception of Ghana, reasons which our sisters maybe will tell us,
sure,
voluntarily work in African country isn't there. Even if somebody wants to volunteer to do that job, he needs a pay. So that rules out that voluntarism, that you're going to do it because I want to do it. Reason being, people have hijacked. You will be told, come and help us to volunteer, do something here. You go and do it. But there was some financial assistance which those people had to receive. Somebody's using it in his or her own benefit. Like, you have decided to help refugees, donate foodstuffs. Maybe United Nations have brought foodstuffs. Now they say, we need people to help us do this job.
Right.
You have voluntarily decided to do it. And you realize that maybe the world has contributed some money to help these refugees, and somebody is using it at his own gain. That spirit of voluntary, doing it voluntarily,
it dies.
Has to go.
It dies so right there, right?
The spirit has been killed by the very people who should be there to motivate people to do voluntarily work. So as the Bible and the Holy Book says, no man should eat after having not worked, nobody is willing to volunteer to do the job that he can do it or she can do it without being pushed by anyone, because he doesn't believe those in charge are being honest.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. Okay. Well said, Kenneth Zibwire. Let's see and listen to our sister in Ghana, the city of cocoa and the city of gold.
Definitely. I think that, just like he said, voluntary work is supposed to come out of free will. So if you are doing voluntary work, it means you have a passion for it. You are doing it out of free will. So it doesn't have to be forced or come out of any curriculum. Fine, you might have institutions that will help you do them, maybe in national service, like you said, or community service, like other countries. But when you have to do voluntary, it has to come from your free will. So you would have to probably identify something, have the passion for it, and decide to volunteer to help. If it doesn't happen that way, then you have to try and find support, maybe financially or from man, like you put it, maybe finding help from people to help you do it. But in that part of the world, in as much as it's not part of our curriculum, you find people, you definitely find people who have the free will to serve or to help others. But then sometimes the things that you need to help you get those things are not available.
Very well said. That is also coming under the systems available, and the situation make you do the work that you're trying to do. Okay, hold it right there. Tonight, so many interesting views, and for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, with Kenneth Bwire, Barbara Sam, and Mani Joseph Muya. Right now, discussing volunteering in Africa. Well, as Joseph Mani Muya put it, volunteer work in his school is part of the curriculum. So that means it is attached to some things that you will benefit after you finish your school or in order for you to graduate. That's a very good thing. Also, in so many areas in the U.S., people who volunteer receive so many positive benefits, including getting employment. Also, some of them, they get debt forgiveness from school loans just because you're doing some volunteer work. That is why people do a lot of this. So, other people say it is also made to allow contacts. You need to have a network. So if you do some volunteer, guess what? You will have some network, okay? So I spoke to Anthony Akua Opapa all the way from Ghana, and I wanted to know his take.
I do travel across the length and breadth of Ghana, so I do see a lot of volunteer work being done here and there. I see foreigners coming in for volunteer work, and I also see other natives or individuals within Ghana also undertaking volunteer work in Ghana. So it's like that.
Okay.
So I've seen it from both angles.
Oh, okay. From both places. All righty. Now, is this something that, as far as Africa is concerned, I think there's a lot of work that is needed as far as volunteering, and I think there's a lot of opportunities to be pursued. But do you think we pursue them enough?
If I heard you right, you know, volunteer work, when you come to Africa, come to Ghana, you realize that our needs are so many. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of things to be done.
Right.
And the locals who are doing this volunteer work are unable to do all the work. So it's quite rational to have some foreigners to come in here to come and support us. That's okay. But I think there are a lot of locals who are taking up volunteer work and they are doing great jobs.
From your perspective, because you see that all the time. Anyway, do we have enough lucrative opportunities for those who are offering their time?
I think there's more that needs to be done. Yeah.
Okay.
There's more that needs to be done. Looking at the volume of work that is to be executed, probably from Ghana, where I come from, where I've had the experience.
Mm.
Probably when you go to the northern part of Ghana, where economic activities are a bit down, there is a lot of work that needs to be done out there. And most of these foreigners who come here and to execute volunteer projects, most of them are, you find them up north there where there's a lot of work to be done. I think this idea of volunteerism should be incorporated into day-to-day activities so that the youth especially can find themselves out there to do some of these volunteer works.
Right.
Personally, as a tender age, I don't know what happened, but in my society, we were teaching sign language, you know, how to speak with the deaf sign language. So I just decided just to pick up the language, and I learned it. But believe you me,
really?
Since the age of about 18, I've been able to execute a lot of projects. And at my current age, I realized probably I can pick up that job as my personal volunteer work, my service to the community. So I do a lot of interpretation jobs for people who are deaf and they can't afford to sign up a sign language interpreter when they need the services of an interpreter. So personally, this is what I'm doing.
Thank you, Anthony Akua Papa. Tonight, let's talk. We're discussing volunteer work in Africa. And back to the studio. Joseph Manimui, I'm coming back to you. You have pointed out one of the advantages that led you to do volunteer work. Now, do you think you need to have these things known to our community? Do we need some more education? Do we need some more help? What do we need to do? Because you're having trouble yourself with your work to Akuze, just to make sure you help young kids out there. So what do you think is needed as far as helping people in Africa understand the benefits and maybe to have us do some more volunteer work in our communities?
What I feel is needed, I think is needed, is that there's a lot of need, or there's a pressing need to run a lot of sensitization programs to create awareness among people. And I mean, a lot of campaigns and an implementation of institutions that promote the culture of volunteerism. Because as I was trying to say earlier, I have noticed from my experience that most people, they have the potential and it only needs to be unleashed or triggered.
Right.
And I mean, the dedication is immense. I have witnessed it also at Tuakuze.
Okay.
Well, of course, you've really had challenges. You find a larger demographic not really interested in volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, for those who get inspired by that culture, they are really committed and dedicated.
Yeah.
So I feel it's an untapped potential that needs to be looked into in terms of institutions to promote it and also sensitization on.
Kenneth Bure, why are we still lagging behind on that?
Sunday, personally, I did some voluntary work for some good time. After secondary school, I had to volunteer in about 4 primary schools which had deficit of teachers. I had to teach 4 different schools a day. I could move. Because
four
I
had schools a day?
In two languages. I used to teach English and science. That's English and science and social studies. But these 4 schools neighboring each other didn't have those teachers. I could move in this one early in the morning, then after midday I moved to this one, before the afternoon, and the afternoon the other one. voluntarily work.
Wow.
Media houses, I did some voluntary work in two different media houses.
Mm.
But out of all this, you end and you realize that though I wanted to volunteer and do some work here, but you feel you're wasting your energy.
Really?
Because the people you are serving do not get it that you are volunteering to help them. In the end, they come to look at you as if you are competing with them. Yet you went there to help. The system is just rotten.
Bure, you're scaring people here. Okay, but anyway, you have your own experience, which is good, Bure. You have explained some very good things. Let me allow Barbara.
I think for Ghana, it's a bit, it's good here. Volunteer work is quite easy here. People are very receptive. I mean, Ghanaians are very hospitable. So when they find out that there's somebody who is willing to help them, they are very receptive.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's why.
That's why.
We are very receptive. I have tried volunteering for, and I still do, for a number of schools around. And even the students or the kids that you help, they recognize the need or the need to help them, and they are very receptive. For that, I'm happy. When it comes to volunteering, because they are very receptive. They realize that. Need help and they are very effective.
Of course, you should be very happy. That means Ghanaian people are different, right? All the system in Ghana is different. What is this about, my friend?
But you know, you see, like you were saying, in the Western world or in the world outside, volunteer work is usually part of the curriculum, and it's not like the same for us as Ghanaians.
Okay.
So, it takes time for us to build into the attitude of volunteerism. So it will take a while. The systems would have to work. We would have to imbibe that spirit in us. But you still find one or two people still doing it. But I think that if the system should work, like my brothers are saying, we will do better than we are doing now.
Because as Bure says, somebody may tell you, listen, you're coming to my job. This is my job and somebody else is trying to do it for free? Come on, it's not going to happen. You know, and somebody's trying to get paid too. Like, wait a minute, I'm coming to do what? And how much is he paying? Oh, you know, it's volunteer because, nah. I think that's the attitude of most young people in Africa. Isn't that true, Mani Muya, since you're traveling all over the place to find volunteers?
The places we do volunteer are not the places you'd really want to go to. So if you find somebody coming out of their comfort zones or something of that sort to come where you are, sometimes it feels a little like that. Definitely, it does.
Right.
It does.
I was saying that's very much the dominant perspective of view. But people are like, also what thing, they need to get something. The moment that somebody is not getting, they're like, why should I give somebody and I'm not getting it? I'm not even sure that I have enough myself.
It's not easy. And Bure, you can correct me on this. If not, I was talking to Prosinya Fono, and she said, you know what? I had young people ready to go and help in a specific place, in a hospital, actually, in Uganda. But the hospital staff themselves were saying, oh, no, you know, we really don't need these people to come here and volunteer because we have nothing to offer them. And maybe we don't even see the need. And while Prosi says there's a need, she sees there's a need to get people to volunteer.
Not because there is nothing to do in those hospitals,
yes.
But the people there, they know once these volunteers come in, we have no job. Because for them, they are there. They know their own demands. They are making noise that they need to be paid more than what they are receiving. Here you are, you want to offer free service.
Wow.
In godly, in humanly way, you see there is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who is there looks at you as a big enemy.
My goodness.
If you appear here, you're going to mess up my source of earning. So what can that person do? Block you from
doing your volunteer work.
Yeah, that's what they do. Though voluntary work is good. You do it, it's like passion.
Yeah.
You feel you have done something.
Right.
You get satisfied that I have done it. And you get the network, as my friend says, you open up to friends. It is fulfillment. You do it and then you say, I did something.
Exactly.
Even if I didn't have the opportunity to do it, I have got it and I have done it. But as
right.
you go away, somebody says, okay, that one is planning how to take up my job. He will see. So the following day you go there, you are in more troubles than you came smiling. You will just give up and you spread the story to the others. Don't bother. You'll send a CV. If they want you, they'll pick you. So that's why I say, you said I said something rash, but no, it's the reality. The system is rotten.
Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. That's it for sure tonight, that we lightheartedly explored volunteering in Africa. A very big thank you to our guests on the phone, Prosinyofono from Kampala, Uganda, and Anthony Akua, or Papa, from Ghana. And of course, in the studio, I want to thank you guys a lot. Barbara, Sam, all the way from Ghana. Thank you so much for being part of this show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. And I want to thank you, Joseph Mani Muya, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, for your time on this show tonight.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Definitely, anytime. And my colleague, Kenneth Bwire, always thank you for being here for the show.
Always. You are welcome.
Thank you. Sure. Jackson Uvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be men's grooming. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa.